for me, you got to do mortgages to pay your bills.
Right.
But mortgages for me, that's the ministry outlet that God's given me. So as I talk to these people, young couples, you know, I tell them, hey, I'm probably old enough to be your dad, you know, so I'm going to treat you like my kids. I'm going to give you advice like I would my kids. And I'm going to try to set you up. And I said, hopefully I become your lender for life.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Loan Officer Growth Podcast, the podcast that helps loan officers increase their success and have more freedom. And today we have Eddie Skinner on the phone, or actually live. Eddie Skinner, you own Storehouse Mortgage in the Houston area, right?
Absolutely. We're up on the north side of town, so we're around the Woodlands, Lake Conroe, Montgomery area, and Been doing mortgages since about 2008. So
got, very cool.
Got in when all the other smart folks were getting out. We got in. So, you know, been doing it.
That's the time to get in, though, right?
Yep. I wished I could say I was smart enough to make that business decision, but I had no clue at the time. My buddy invited me in and jumped in. And man, all I've known any time in the mortgage industry has been kind of compliance, CFPB, all the stuff that you old-timer veteran guys think, man, I hated it when it changed. That's all I've known. So,
wow. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've only been in since 2004. So it's a little, it was cranking when I got in, and then we hit the 2008-10 wall.
Hey, I remember I've talked to a bunch of old-time mortgage guys, and they say, I remember when all you had to do was breathe on a mirror and you'd make 5 points, and oh my gosh, it was amazing. And I thought, well, I've never been through that part, you know.
Right. Yeah, I had an acquaintance that would charge 5% origination and then get 5% on the back end yield spread. And I'm like, man, is not cool.
I've talked to some folks like that, and I said, man, you feel good about that?
And, right.
You know, I'm like, man, just with my background, there's no way I could do that to anybody. So I appreciate it.
I think people like that are no longer in the business.
Yeah, they made enough money. They don't have to be.
So. Well, so you mentioned it shortly, but how'd you get started in the business?
So, I was a pastor for 23 years, and in the ministry, I was a youth pastor, associate pastor, finally pastored for the last 10 years of my career from 1998 till 2008.
Oh,
wow. Lead pastor in the Tomball area, north side of Houston, and had a church split, went into the mortgage industry, had a buddy of mine that said, hey, man, you'd be great at mortgages. And I thought, okay, have no idea what was happening in the mortgage industry or what was happening with real estate. And so I jumped in and found out later, man, that was a hard time to get in, but I didn't know any better. I just knew, hey, learn this. And got started, and I went to my guy that had recruited me that had about 20 years experience in the business. And I said, hey, man, I like the business. I like the numbers. I like the money side. I like helping people. I've always liked helping people. I had a finance degree from A&M. And I said, man, I like this, but where's the business come from? And Richard, you've been a coach. You've coached me. You've coached a ton of folks around and, you know, had some impact. Imagine your lead dog at your company. He says this. He says, it just comes. And I thought, well, man, I got a ton of relationships up here on the north side of town. I said, I know people know me, love me, trust me, but boy, it's just not coming.
That's a great marketing plan, right? It just comes.
And so I started doing some research online, and that's when I found the Mortgage Marketing Animals and Scotty Hudspeth and Carl White.
Yeah.
And, you know, Scotty was my first coach. And so we just began, you know, tracking, looking at stuff, starting the DSP. I don't even know if we called it the DSP back then, but, you know, we just started making the calls and doing the stuff. And I remember Scotty would throw out all sorts of ideas. I'd see it online. He'd throw out an idea and I'd text him, go, hey, should I do that? And he'd go, no, you know, and I'm like, well, man, why you throw? He said, that's like chum in the water, Eddie. You just keep making your calls, keep doing our plan, keep doing the plan, keep, you know, and pretty soon he described my personality. He said, hey, you're the, hey, look, a squirrel, you know, guy. And so I, you know, I've really for the last 15 years have really had to drill down and say, hey, stay with the plan, stay with the plan. My wife will tell you, I got ADHD. I'm all over the map, you know, yep. And I'm an early adopter on any new ideas, you know, and love just jumping in. I'm entrepreneurial to the core. So I just love building businesses and doing that. And so mortgage has been, you know, we were just talking about it. Mortgages have been up and down, up and down. And man, the psychiatry that goes with that has been a real challenge. It's like, hey, right. you can be rocking and rolling and have a bad phone call from one wrong client and then it derails you, you know, and then you can have a great conversation with the right person and it just motivates you again. So I in the last season, you know, I just had to really guard my mind and guard my heart and say, hey, man, put the right junk in your mind, you know, because if you don't, I think you're hosed right now, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, negative things that we're facing.
So how do you handle it when you have a really bad call? Let's say somebody yells at you, hangs up, or because it happens, especially when we're calling realtors and, how do you handle that?
You know, I've really tried to apply what Carl talks about of, hey, it takes a certain number of no's before you get, you know, the next yes. And a certain number of yeses leads to a certain number of income. And so I really try to apply that. I don't always do that. So sometimes I do some simple things. I'll take off, you know, it's like, hey, I need a break mentally. I'm just not where I need to be. And so I take off, I go read something, I go listen to something. I listen to a podcast, you know, it's like, you know, Tim Brahim, I listened to a podcast yesterday. He was talking and he said, man, the battle right now is in the mind. There's business out there. It's available for all of us. The business is out there, but our realtors we work with, ourselves, our teams we lead, our buddies in the industry, man, we just be feeding our minds the right stuff. You know, yeah. if we get with the wrong folks, man, we're down the toilet. You know, it's like, hey, we are just discouraged and depressed. And you think, man, all of business is going to hell in a handbasket, you know, and you think, okay, right. That's not the case, you know, but we got to guard our minds, you know, guard our hearts and be with the right people. So I got a few folks that I know, hey, if I get discouraged, I can call them and man, a few minute conversation can just get me back on the right track. You're one of those people, you know, I think, hey, if I talk to you, it encourages me, you know, you and I know some of the same people that you talk to them, it encourages us, you know,
right. So
you gotta have your tribe. That you say that you can be honest with and say, hey, I'm kind of sucking air right now. Help me, you know, and, you know, the right conversation can just encourage you and get you out of the tailspin.
Exactly. So. Yeah. That makes so much sense. Yeah. Yep. So what do you love most about what you do?
Helping people. You know, helping people. Scotty Hudspeth asked me a question one time, and it was back when I was kind of getting in the mortgage industry and stuff. And he said, hey, do you feel called to pastor or do you feel called to do mortgage? And it really staggered me a little bit. I said, man, Scotty, as I think through that, pray through that, I feel called to help people.
Yeah.
And so when I pastored and I got to preach a sermon on Sundays, my whole goal was to share hope with them, to share inspiration with them. I always ask myself before I went up to preach, I said, okay, where's the hope in this sermon? You know, where's the hope in this passage? Where's the hope in what you're about to say to these people? And if I couldn't answer that question, I had more homework to do on the sermon, you know? And I think the same thing applies you know, when we come to help people with the biggest transaction financially that almost all of them will ever face, I see my job is to offer them hope. You know, our company is named Storehouse, and Storehouse is named after Malachi chapter 3 in the Bible. And the Bible says, hey, if you do money God's way, God will create a storehouse for you of things you need. And so that whole name offers hope. You know, it's wow. When we talk to the smallest client that, you know, the smallest loan you could ever do, and they're making the biggest decision, man, my job's to offer hope. You know, we talk to the most financially stable client, my job is still to offer hope. And so the hope for each of those people may be different, you know, but the hope is, hey, I hope that I have an impact. You know, I'm doing a loan for two different people right now. The last time I did their loans was 2014. And they called me back. And one of them said he's the lead chaplain for HPD. And so I did his loan back in 2014. He called me and we were doing a Zoom on Monday. And he and his wife are sitting there talking to my son, who's my loan partner, and I. And he says, Eddie, you've stayed in touch with me for 10 years. You're my guy. You know, and every time something happens in the police department or something happens that kind of challenges, you know, leadership, and I see him standing by the mayor, or I see him standing by the police chief or whatever, I shoot him a text praying for you, you know. And it's nice. It's real simple. I'm praying for you. You know, when our officers are killed in the line of duty, I think about him. He's the guy that goes to their house and talks to their spouses, you know, and I think, man, the Bible talks about when Moses faced battle, he got kind of tired and his arms started to come down. And it said he had men in his life that held his arms up. And so for Vince with the HPD, I look and think, hey, if he starts to get weary, I want to be one of those guys holding his arms up. You know, I'm offering hope. And so, you know, for me, you've got to do mortgages to pay your bills.
Right.
But mortgages for me, that's the ministry outlet that God's given me. So as I talk to these people, young couples, you know, I tell them, hey, I'm probably old enough to be your dad. You know, so I'm gonna treat you like my kids. I'm gonna give you advice like I would my kids, and I'm gonna try to set you up. And I said, hopefully I become your lender for life, you know, but my goal is to impact them. I want them to remember Eddie is more than just a mortgage numbers guy. I want them to remember me. I mean, you do this, Richard, it's a natural deal. You know, I want them to remember me as a resource for life.
Right.
Not just for mortgage. So we tell them, hey, anything to do with your house, your property, whatever. If you got a question about it, or you're kind of staggered by something, call us. You know, Quicken's not going to do that. Online folks are not going to do that. They're not going to know you. But man, if there's something that we can help you with, whatever, construction connections, whatever, remodels, whatever, call us. We probably know somebody. And if we don't, we know people that do. It's a ministry for me. So
I like that. You treat them like family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm older than, how old are you, Richard?
I'm 59.
Oh, you're a baby. I'm 61. You know, it's like,
oh man, yeah.
I look and I think, man, life is too short to go out of here without relationships.
Right.
You know, so my wife and I really try to focus on, hey, let's just build some relationships. Let's love on people. Let's serve them. And let's trust God with the results. He'll take care of the results. But man, let's just not be selfish. You know, too much of this business can just be selfish.
Yeah. Know? Well, it can be numbers. It can be numbers and not treating people as people. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Yeah. A lot of good realtors, they're good because they treat their clients like family.
Absolutely.
And it's you don't see it as often in the mortgage part of the business.
Right. Yeah. 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 You set yourself apart. I think, you know, I think in life, just not in real estate and mortgage, but just in life, insurance, whatever, you know.
Right.
You know when people care And you know when you're just a number, you know. And I think, man, shame on us. When I first started in mortgage, I told myself and my team, I don't want to be the used car salesman of mortgages. Not that used car salesmen are bad, but man, too many times it's like, hey, let's hide the numbers under the bucket. And man, you just kind of guess where the ball is, you know.
Right.
I had one mortgage guy work for him for 3 months. I got over there and real quick, I realized, man, our pricing stinks, you know. And so I went to him and I said, hey, man, our pricing's terrible. And he said, just don't talk about the pricing until you get really close to closing. And then by then, they won't change on you. Okay. Went home and told my wife, I said, hey, it's time for us to roll. You just got there. I said, man, anybody with that type of integrity, that's not my tribe. You know, it's like that can't be who I associate with. I said, that model right there, I said, that may work for some people, but that's not going to work for me.
So yeah.
Just wait until you get close to closing and then they won't change. It's like, yeah, but they ain't going to come back to you 10 years later and go, hey, you're my guy still. Can you do my next loan? So.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's your normal day look like? Like, what's your day look like?
So up at 4:30, out the door by 5, I come in. So we live out on Lake Conroe. I drive into the Woodlands and get to the Woodlands, you know, 5:30, 5:40, something like that. Work out from 5:40 to about 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, I shower, get to the office by about 7:30. I do the breakfast club with the, you know, mortgage marketing animals. Do that from 7:30 to 8. From 8 to 8:30, try to check emails and stuff. And then typically from 8:30 till about 10:30, I do call stars, which is a group of mortgage people coming together to make phone calls to agents. Or we get a certain, you know, set routine with the DSP that we do. So try to make phone calls from about 8:30 to 10:30. So I really try to prioritize that for my prospecting time.
Yeah.
I don't do anything with loans. My son puts together all the loans. I think your setup, is your setup still that way?
Yes.
You know, yeah. So, you know, we try to do that, which is fantastic for you and me. We're the old farts in the business. And so for us, you know, I want to do people, you know,
right.
So once we get the numbers put together, then I jump in the afternoons and we do loan consultations. It's me and Reagan, my son. He's great at the numbers and the systems and all that. And then we talk to the families. We do loan consultations. We give them cash to close, monthly, estimated monthly payment, rate range. You know, we talk about their dreams, their concerns, what are their goals, you know, talk about their agent, reaffirm their agent. And so, you know, we do those in the afternoons. And that's a regular routine that it adds a variety because the calls that we make in the mornings are different types of calls. So some are past clients, some are deals in process, some are realtors building relationships, you know, but, you know, keep some variety there. And then one of the things I've really tried to practice lately, even though the business has been more challenging, I've really tried to practice taking Fridays off and just resetting my mind, you know, so I look forward to Fridays every week, just. I'm a member of a golf club. I play golf every Friday morning, every Saturday morning. You know, it's just a refreshing thing to look forward to. And, you know, just thankful, you know, thankful that, hey, I got a decent system at my age. It's one I enjoy. I enjoy the people. I enjoy doing what we do. And, you know, doesn't mean it's not challenging, but
right.
it's still a business, I think, impacts people, you know. I don't know of another place that we can make the type of money that we make doing what we do. You know, I mean, we make good money, you know, and you think, man, thank you, Jesus, for giving us an outlet to do something that helps people, but also benefits our families. And so, you know, each of those relationships that we build, you know, can change your life. And so,
right.
And just catch the vision. If you build another relationship, it could impact your, you know, not just you, but your kids, your grandkids, generations to come. So
So does a lot of your business come from past client database, like your database?
Probably half.
Okay.
I bet I get half from realtors and half from just relationships, churches we've worked at, you know. So we've been in the Woodlands area. My folks moved out here before the Woodlands was here. My mom still lives in the same house that I grew up in. So since 1969,
wow,
you know, in that house, the Woodlands wasn't here, you know. So 45 was two lanes out, two lanes in. That's all it was, you know. And you kind of went from 1960 and you skipped up to Conroe. There's nothing in between, you know. And so, you know, we got relationships out the wazoo that if I worked my database better, I'd probably have that much more business, because there's, you know, it's just a ton of people that
know
us, love us, trust us, that we could do better. We do a decent job of staying in touch with them, but we can do better. So
yeah, that's always seems to be the case. But it, how do you, when you call a past client you haven't talked to in a long time, what's your approach?
Man, Richard, just thinking about you, just, you know, God laid you on my heart. Just want to call and check on you. How's it going? What's happening? You know, bring me up to speed. We, you know, the girl that called me from 2014 and said, hey, Eddie, are you still in the mortgage business and can you do my loan? I said, man, I would be honored to do your loan. I said, bring me up to speed. What's happened the last 10 years? You know, we haven't talked in a while. Tell me what's been happening. She said, well, I moved to New Orleans for 7 years. My parents were dying. She's a nurse. She said, I moved to New Orleans for 7 years. And I dealt with my parents, took care of them for 7 years. And I just came back last year, got my job again at Memorial Hermann. And I just feel like I need a change. So I'm ready to upgrade and, you know, buy a new house. And I said, man, I'd love that. So cool deal is my wife's a realtor like yours. And so I asked her, I said, hey, do you have a realtor? And she said, no. And I said, well, hey, man, I'll introduce you to my wife. So my wife's getting a sell and a buy and we're doing the loan. You know, that, you know, that's a triple header. That's
awesome.
Oh, you know, I texted with Scotty Hudspeth yesterday. He said, I got a double, you know, I got the real estate and the mortgage on a deal. And I said, well, hey, I got a triple.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, that's a real blessing that I think, okay, you know, we do a lot of social media posts. And so we really try to, you know,
right.
We put family, I know there's debate, don't mix business with family, but we do a lot of family type stuff. We let folks know, hey, here's who we are. And my motto and thought on that has always been, hey, if you got something you want to hide from folks that you're doing in your family, you probably should change that. You know, it's like they're gonna end up finding out. It's like, hey, you need to be transparent. They need to, if they know you, they need to know you, you know.
And right.
So, you know, for me, that's always been my philosophy. I mean, you look back there at the signs kind of backwards in our video, but you know, trusted advice and transparency. Hey, we want to be honest. You know, it's like, hey, how do we be transparent and honest about who we are, good or bad? You know, how do we be transparent about that? So,
yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's just crazy to me that I guess it's not as prevalent out there to treat people like family.
Oh yeah.
And how impactful it is. Because people out there, whether it's a realtor, whether it's a potential buyer or whoever, they need help.
Right.
They don't know people. They don't have it. Sometimes we feel like, well, everybody knows a realtor. So, or the realtors, we feel like they all have loan officers. I can't bother them. People need help. They're looking for help.
Yep. That's
and it's connecting with the right people. That's the key.
My word is hope. You know, I want to give them hope, you know.
Yeah, so I love that.
I don't care who we talk to. I want to just give them hope and, you know, just try to be an encouragement. You know, to me, I think every person you meet, whether it's business or life or neighbor or whatever, every person you meet needs an attaboy or an attagirl every day. And if you can be one of those sources to say, hey, man, way to go. you know, hey, right. You're awesome. Hey, I'm cheering for you. Hey, you know, I send out texts often just to, I got an app called Reach that I send out just personal text messages. And sometimes I'll just send out and say, hey, thinking about you, how can I pray for you? And it's amazing what people come back. I mean, it's just a simple little app, but it's amazing. My mind says, I'm just asking folks to raise their hand. Hey, if there's something I can pray for you about, you know,
right.
Somebody may say, hey, I don't have time for that. No, you know, whatever. But, you know, if there's something going on, people will reach out and say, hey, you know, tell me about it. And you think, man, they're going through some stuff. So.
Yeah. And everybody does. So. That's awesome. Well, we're very short on time. I've got one last question for you before we go.
Yep.
So what words of encouragement do you have for loan officers in the current times that we're in?
Hey, you get asked all the time. So Richard, you get asked, hey, why you, why you? And I think the thing I answer, and Tim Brahim mentioned it a little bit, yesterday in that podcast, but he said, hey, I want to encourage you to be, don't try to be interesting, just be interested, so be interested in them. And so when a realtor, sometimes you talk to realtors and they're a little cockier and they're like, oh yeah, tell me why you, last thing you want to do is start rattling off products, well, I can do this. Man, anybody can say that,
Right.
My deal, I tell them is, hey, this sounds cocky, but I bring me to the table. I bring me. And I got a pastor's heart. I love people. I love encouraging folks. I pay for coaching. I bring all of that to the table for you. I love to encourage you. I want to be a cheerleader. I'm looking for partners. When you give me clients, one of the most stressful things that these clients are going to do is purchase houses. And so, man, I bring mortgage to the table, but I also bring pastoral counseling to the table. I bring the ability to listen, to share words of wisdom and insight, to build relationships with them. When I get a lead, I save the lead, first name, last name, and under company, I save it as, hey, this is Richard Smith. Richard sent this guy to me, And so if that person ever calls 10 years later, I'm able to say, hey, have you talked to Richard lately? What's going on? I said, I'm gonna bring all of that to the table for you. So I help you get more business by following up with your people, by regularly following up with database, by regularly reaching out, by having a system to do that. And I said, that's what we bring to the table. And I said, I'm looking for like-minded people. I'm looking for folks that want to do business that way, that care right. about the people. I said, if a deal is so important to you that you would close a deal knowing it hurt the people, man, I'm not your guy. If you would walk away from a deal knowing, hey, this is not the best deal for this person, and you could patiently wait until they found the right deal or whatever, then I could be your guy. But I said, man, I got to do this. I got to be able to sleep at night. I need to be able to know that, hey, I got some integrity in what I do. And anybody that we've served or helped over the years will be able to come back and say, hey, that guy did me right. And I said, that's what I think we need more of that in our country right now.
Yeah.
We need more selflessness in our country. We need to remember who we are, whether that's Americans that value certain things, or it's us as lenders or us as realtors. It's like, we need to remember, hey, what are the things that made America special, that made us unique, that made us genuine? And if somebody is a Christ follower, man, that ought to even raise the bar that much higher. It's like, hey, you represent Jesus, do it right. You represent America, do it right. We're in Texas. We represent Texas. Hey, I pray that folks would think about Texans as being truth tellers, being honest, being healthy in how they do business, being conservative. I think, man, that for me, those are just values. I tell my kids all the time, hey, you're a Skinner. Do what a Skinner would do. You say you're a Smith, man. There are like $18 million to y'all. You think, hey, be a Smith, you know, but that ought to mean something.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, I tell my realtors, my team is going to serve you. And if you ever feel like we're not serving you, or you ever feel like anybody on my team didn't serve you, tell me, because they're the wrong teammates for me. If my team's not serving, then I got the wrong people, you know. And if you ever feel like I'm not serving you, tell me, you know. It's like, hey, I felt like you discarded me here. Man, I'm sorry. I'll goof up on that stuff too. I think, man, that's the last thing I want to do. I want to serve people and love on people. So, and I think if we make it about other people, the business becomes a whole lot more rewarding. You know, if we make it all about us, that's pretty depressing. You know, I end with this. I know we got to go, but I always ask myself, hey, on this day, so here we are on Wednesday, when I go to bed at night, I want to be able to say, hey, I helped at least one person with something. It may not even be mortgages, but I helped somebody with something. And if I can go to sleep tonight knowing, hey, I helped somebody, I made a difference for somebody, then that's a good day. If I go to bed at night thinking it was all about Eddie all day, that's pretty depressing and pretty discouraging. So,
yeah. I love that. That's so awesome. Always have the heart to help and help somebody every day. That makes so much sense. That's great.
Hey, Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. You know, you think, man, if he's the lead dog of the universe and he came to serve, not to be served, who the heck are we to think, well, everybody needs to serve me? You know,
right.
It's like, that's pretty depressing. So those people that live like that are sad people. Most of the time, they're very discouraged and very frustrated with life. I don't want to be that.
So. Right. Love it. All right, man. Well, it was awesome having you on.
Well, hey, you've always been an encouragement to me. So I appreciate you. You know, just every time we get a chance, we don't get to talk as much as we should, but hanging out, going on the trips, doing the things we've done together. You've always been an encouragement. You are one of those selfless leaders. And so I appreciate you. Thank you. Know, I pray that you and I were able to encourage some folks today. You know,
Thank you so much. I would just say
if anybody listens to this or watches and they think, man, I need some help on this stuff, I know you and I both would be willing to say, hey, just call us or reach out, man. I'll help anybody with anything. You know, if I got anything that I can give to folks, I'll give it away. So.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. Appreciate you. All right. Bye, Richard.